The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for multiple sclerosis. Here's an article by Marissa Wexler, MS. Never drinking alcohol tied to significantly higher MS risk. Not drinking alcohol significantly increases the risk of developing multiple sclerosis, especially if a person also is a current or former smoker, according to a new study. These findings add to the knowledge, discovered in multiple previous studies, that alcohol decreases the activity of the immune system. According to the researchers, this may account for the known connection between alcohol consumption and reduced MS risk, given that MS is characterized by an overactive immune system. While these new data are relevant for clinical practice and give no support for advising healthy individuals with MS heredity or individuals with MS to completely refrain from alcohol, they also don't support increasing alcohol consumption, the researchers said. Consumption of alcohol has detrimental effects on other disease conditions, and better understanding of the mechanisms behind our findings may help to define ways to achieve protection against MS by other means than alcohol consumption, they wrote. The study, The Increased Risk of Multiple Sclerosis Associated with HLA-DRB1-1501 and Smoking, is modified by alcohol. Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading the column by John Connor, Fall Down, Get Up Again. This week, MS takes a back seat. The vagaries of multiple sclerosis are always present. My waking hours have been consumed by something far more important. I say waking hours, but we have to discount much of that time because I'm put to bed at the early hour of 10 p.m. and spend several hours during the day doing various ablutions. Thankfully, it only takes my carers 45 minutes to do most of the difficult bits. Putting on my lymphedema wraps is akin to the early stages of Tony Stark putting on his Iron Man suit in the original film. So what has dragged me away? Being dragged is one of my few forms of movement. From worrying about my condition? Yes, it's a computer problem, because my computer is like an appendage that connects me to the world. It feels like yet another part of me is having issues. A smartphone alone doesn't quite cut it for me, as I can't write on it. I'm old-fashioned. A keyboard calms me. It's a disaster when a gremlin attacks. No, I haven't downloaded anything dodgy. It's just an update that has driven me to distraction. One of those sci-fi trope towns that once entered, you can never leave again. After a week of trying every solution, I thought I'd solved the puzzle. And I had for 24 hours. But like the TV show 24, there's always a twist that keeps the series going. In my case, I had a very self-satisfied day, but then the issue returned. I have no idea if I will ever be able to upload this column. Hopefully, I've steered clear of breaking our editorial code. Whether I've written an interesting enough column is another thing. My point is that however annoying this gremlin may be, it has pushed MS into a parking bay in my mind. Luckily, I have a blue badge. Thankfully, I suffer no pain. I would if I didn't stop every 8 hours to consume a copious amount of pills. I'm blaming that on my weight gain. I certainly haven't spilled any water on the gremlin in my laptop. Instead of causing it to reproduce, that would most definitely kill it. That reminds me, once when my wife Jane and I were running a very busy office, I did exactly that. It was years before a sclerosis finally struck me down. At this point, I'd normally cite the relevant column, but an hour later I've given up. There are too many columns and my laptop is running very slowly, just like the trade unions in the bad good, or was it good bad, old days. The early signs of MS were there. I just hadn't become a hypochondriac yet.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.